You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Welcome to the Juke in the Back, featuring 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and for the next hour, I'll be loading a bucket full of 78s into the old Rockola jukebox. This week, the spotlight will be shining bright on one of the most underrated rhythm and blues singers of the 1950s, Titus Turner. Pop audiences will only remember Titus for a couple of answer records he did to Lloyd Price songs in the late 50s and early 60s. But back in the early to mid 1950s, he released a handful of scorching rhythm and blues records, and we're going to get a taste of them in just a couple of minutes. Plus, later on in the program, I'll be featuring another forgotten rhythm and blues pioneer, the saxophone of Buddy Lucas. We'll hear a couple of records that put him briefly into the rhythm and blues spotlight. But first, let's go out to the West Coast for one of the first female doo-wop groups. She was the brother of Cornell Gunter from the Coasters. Her name, Shirley Gunter. Her group, the Queens. They cut this record for the Bahari Brothers Flair label in 1954, and it's become an early rock and roll classic. Here's Shirley Gunter and the Queens with Oop Shoop, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
If I spend all cook and wash and iron and scrub my floor. Well, she cooks, wash, iron and scrub my floor. Well, she wash, iron and scrub my floor. My man couldn't ask for more. That's why I'm going back to Bigfoot May.
Going back to Bigfoot May, that's Hal Page from 1953, spinning off the Atlantic label, holding stable on my rickety old 78 turntable. Lord have mercy. Thanks so much for joining me this week on the Juke in the Back. Playing the records you'd never hear on the jukebox in the front of the establishment. To hear these great scorching rhythm and blues records, you had to head to the back of the joint, baby. And that's where all the fun happens. This week, our R&B spotlight shines bright on one of the forgotten heroes of early rock and roll, Titus Turner. He's remembered today as more of a songwriter than anything else, having written songs that were hits by other artists, like All Around the World was a smash for Little Willie John in 55, or Leave My Kitten Alone, another hit for Little Willie John. He also wrote Sticks and Stones, which was recorded by Brother Ray Charles. Our hero was born in Atlanta, Georgia on the 1st of May in 1933. He cut his debut single in 1950 for Aladdin Records, billed as Mr. T and His Band. It didn't go anywhere, but in 1951, Regal Records gave him a one-shot deal. Then in 1952, Titus was signed to OK Records, the subsidiary of Columbia Records, where he released a handful of glorious R&B classics. So we'll start with his one release for Regal, Stop Trying to Make a Fool of Me, and then we'll move right into Got So Much Trouble, which he released on OK in 52. Featuring Titus Turner in the spotlight this week, I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
Well,
much supper. Tell me, what am I gonna do? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I've got so much trouble. Tell me, what am I gonna do? Ooh, ooh. Yes, all my nights are weary. Well, my father's dead and gone. Oh, and my mother, she's making time. Ooh. Well, my father's dead and gone. Ooh, and my mother, she's making time. Oh. Brothers in Korea, yes, and I'm almost out of my mind. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, it's thundering and it's lightning, and the rain is pouring down. I'm standing here brokenhearted, 'cause my girl has put me down. How much trouble, Lord? Tell I'm gonna lay down and die. Ooh, ooh. I'm gonna find the Eastbound River and bid this mean old world goodbye. Ooh, ooh.
Our feature this week, Titus Turner, with his second single release for the OK label in 1952, Got So Much Trouble, Baby. Titus, who was a great songwriter, wrote that tune along with many others. However, for his next release for OK, which was his third single release, he decided to cut a song that was big at the time in 1952, Jambalaya. It was surging to the top of the country charts by its author, Hank Williams. Now, so many people have cut this tune, but I'll tell you something, there's something special about the way Titus sings it. It's a nice, upbeat jump blues number. So lend me your ears, cats and kittens, as I present our boy Titus Turner and his rendition of the Hank Williams classic, Jambalaya. It's the Juke in the Back.
By Joe, me got to go, me, oh my, yo. Me got to go, pull the crowd down to the bayou. My, you boy, see the sweetest one, me, oh my, yo. My son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun down at the bayou. Gun, they're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jumbo! a son of a gun. We're gonna have fun on the bayou.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Thomas Huber, Alfonso Capozzi, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Titus Turner in the spotlight this week on the Juke in the Back with Living in Misery from 1953. If you listen to the beginning of that record, the intro sounds very much like Lloyd Price's Lottie Miss Clottie. That was side A of a great single that he released on OK in 1953. Let's flip the puppy over and hear the B-side right now, baby. It's a song called Going Down to Big Mary's. And it was also cut in 1953 by Helen Thompson on the States label. Here's another great record from Titus Turner that went nowhere, unfortunately, but we're honoring him and his great music this week on the Juke in the Back.
Going down to Big Mary's. Going down to Big Mary's. Well, down to Big Mary's house. That's where the lovers meet. Going down. the paint is peeling off the wall. The floor is as cold as it can be. But as I lay here humming a tune, I'm going crazy in my lonely room. I'm going to the doctor without a doubt. I'm gonna have my heart cut out. Without your love, life ain't worth living here in my lonely room. I'm going crazy soon. Tell me what is wrong. Why must I be so all alone? Where can she be when she should be at home? Here in my lonely.
Titus Turner with another great record that he wrote, My Lonely Room, his second to last release for OK Records in 1954. In 1955, smack dab in the middle of the decade, Titus was off OK Records and signed a new deal with the Wing label, which was a subsidiary of Mercury Records. His first release on Wing would be a rhythm and blues classic, All Around the World, which would come out soon after on the King label for Little Willie John. Today it's remembered best under the title Grits Ain't Groceries and was a hit for Little Milton in the mid-1960s. But it all began with the great writing skills of Titus Turner. Let's hear his original version for the Wing label in 1955. Here's All Around the World, the late great Titus Turner.
All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. Light on my pretty baby and stick with her till she die. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch. Run through the jungle, fighting lions with a switch. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poaching. Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world, I got blisters on my feet. Try to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me, woman, you ain't got no sense. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poaching. Mona Lisa was a man. We'll be right back.
baby, settle for nothing less. Give up all the good time, girls, and search for happiness. Cause you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I want you, baby. Your smiling face is my heavenly light. Well, you know I love you, baby. Well, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I need you, woman. Yes, you know I love you, woman. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits ain't gross as eggs ain't poaching. Mona Lisa was a man. Shed a tear, sweet and low, I whisper, darling, I love you. Never, never go away, stay here with me for the rest of my days. Sweet Lord, hey, I whisper, darling, I love you, I love you, I love you. I have always thought of you as my long lost dream come true. Please say you love me and want me to, or I won't know what to do. Never, never go away. I want you near me each and every day. Sweet and low, hey, I whisper, darling, I love you. Near me each and every day, sweet and low, hey, I whisper, darling, I love you, I love you.
Sweet and Slow, Tytus Turner's second release on Wing Records. If you listen closely to that tune, you'll hear some fantastic studio musicians. That was cut in New York City on May 18, 1955, and features the sax work of Sam the Man Taylor and the guitar stylings of the great Mickey Baker. Tytus had one more single for the Wing label, which featured his original version of Get on the Right Track, Baby, which was soon to be cut by Ray Charles. After his three singles for Wing failed to chart, Tytus had a one-off single for Atlantic and then moved to King Records, where they'd release five singles on Tytus. None of those would be hits either. I'd like to play his first King single, though, as we wrap up our spotlight on the great Tytus Turner. It's his cover of the classic Billy Ward and His Dominoes tune, Have Mercy, Baby. Clyde McFadder with his crying in the song made that a classic. But Tytus does a great rendition of this tune, so I want to end on a high note. Like I said before, Tytus would go on to become mostly known as just a songwriter, although he did briefly enter the charts at the end of 1959 with his answer record to the Lloyd Price number one hit Stagger Lee. Titus put out The Return of Stagger Lee. Also in 1959, as an answer to Lloyd Price's I'm Gonna Get Married, Titus released We Told You Not to Marry. Yeah. He also briefly scraped the charts in 1961 with a tune called Sound Off. Unfortunately, we lost Titus Turner on the 13th of September, 1984, in Atlanta, Georgia. But like I said, let's end it on a high note. Released on King in 1957, here's our boy Titus Turner with Have Mercy Baby on the Juke in the Back. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Titus Turner in the spotlight on the Juke in the Back, I thought I'd feature another one of the songs that he cut for the Wing label in 1955. This features Sam the Man Taylor on sax and Mickey Baker on guitar as part of a great group of studio musicians. The tune was penned by Titus Turner, but it was also recorded by Richard Berry for the RPM label, also in 55. Here's Titus Turner with Big John, this week's Great 78.
You water till you well run dry. Well, a Big John from Mississippi.
wish you would or till you were run dry. Little Big John from Mississippi, Big John.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
That great instrumental has been lost to time. You hardly ever hear it today, but when it was released on Jubilee in 1951, it hit number 2 on the jukebox chart and number 2 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart for Buddy Lucas and his Band of Tomorrow. I wanted to feature a couple of records on this week's show from the great tenor sax man Buddy Lucas. Often history has overlooked him, which is a real shame because the guy had some great records. Today he's mostly remembered as part of the Gone All-Stars in the late 1950s, as well as a great sax session man. He played the sax solo on Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers' Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and Little Anthony and the Imperials' Tears on My Pillow. Let's go back to the early 50s, where he actually scored hits as a solo artist. Here he is with a big number 4 hit from 1952 off Jubilee, featuring Edna McGriff on lead vocal, Buddy Lucas and his Band of Tomorrow are backing her up on the tune Heavenly Father. Remembering Buddy Lucas this week on The Juke in the Back.
dear Lord, help me to be the kind of girl He wants me to be. I once had a heart that was young and gay, but now it's blue since He's away. You picked Him out from all the rest, and with Your help He'll do His best. So take care of Him, bring Him home to me. Heavenly Father, I pray I once had a heart that was young and gay, but now it's blue since He's away. You picked Him out from all the rest, and with Your help He'll do His best. So take care of Him, bring Him home to me. Heavenly Father, I pray to Thee.
Baseball songs usually survive the test of time and are resurrected each April as the new baseball season starts. But that one, well, that one just didn't make it. My Pinch Hitter, Buddy Lucas and his Band of Tomorrow, featuring Almeda Stewart on lead vocal. That was cut for the Groove label, a subsidiary of RCA Victor, in 1954. In the early 1950s, Buddy Lucas and his band were the house band for the Jubilee label. And those first two songs you heard from him were on Jubilee. By the late 1950s, Lucas and his band were the house band for George Goldner's Gone label. They released a couple of singles as the Gone All-Stars, featuring Buddy Lucas. This one holds its place in rock and roll history. Here are the Gone All-Stars with 7-Eleven on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Buddy Lucas doing his version of Night Train, released on the Vim label in 1960. He died on March 18, 1983 in Stamford, Connecticut. As a session man, you can hear his tenor sax blowing on some of the greatest rock and roll records of all time. As a solo artist, he had his 15 minutes in the spotlight. I'm glad that we could remember Buddy Lucas on this week's Juke in the Back. Well, it's just about time for me to sweep up around this old rockola juke and close up the show. But before I go, I'd like to play a vocal record from 55, released on the Modern label. Gonna end the program with the Cobras, with I Will Return, and I will next week. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll see you next time on the Juke in the Back.
Doo-bop, ba-doo, 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 bop, ba-doo, bo-do-do-doo-bop, ba-doo, 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 bop, ba-doo.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.